Welcome back to Divinity 648. My name is Christina. Today is Sunday, January the 28th. It is 7:33 in the morning, Eastern Standard Time. Capricorn, you have had some things going on where you are kind of playing with this energy of stepping into a different level of existence, right? You are 100% feeling somewhat creative. I'm saying somewhat because you might be creative in this area, creative in that area, creative, like a little bit of creativity in every little area. Or for some of you, you're pouring all your creativity into one area. But it feels like the more you elevate and pay attention to the things that are going on around you, the more you are opening up and creating or filling in the gaps, right? It's like you're finding your creativity in those gaps. So keep exchanging opportunities with individuals, keep exchanging energy with individuals, but whatever you're doing, be playful about it, right? Don't be so serious. Have some fun. Dance a little bit. Be jokeful. And a lot of you, what you're understanding is your vibration as it uplifts you and allows you to overcome your obstacles, you are uplifting those around you. Some of you have come to the determination that you're walking away from something, right? This could be connections. This could be relationships. This could be jobs. This could be career paths, educational goals. It could be anything, anywhere in your life. You are being challenged to actually stare at yourself in the mirror. And I mean, just look at yourself in the mirror and reflect on who you are when you see you. Do you look like an individual who would do this? Do you look like the individual who would fill these roles? And how does that make you feel? Are you wearing the costume that fits the role you are trying to play? And remember, I'm all about that don't judge a book by its cover. So if the answer is no, don't allow yourself to feel triggered. Just allow yourself to understand why people are receiving you the way that they're receiving you. When it comes to contracts, negotiations, keep in mind that you need to stay grounded. You need to stay rooted. You need to stay balanced and be open to the information that you are receiving. This could be any type of contract, from getting a car to a house to a cell phone to a job to a life contract, a soul contract, a business deal, whatever it is. Stay grounded and actually allow yourself to reflect on the things that are in front of you. In other words, don't just sign, yeah, I trust you. No, of course not. Because when it comes to money and negotiations and contracts, you need to be present for every single one, and you need to actually have the time to break down the words within that fine print, not just the words that you could read clearly. Something is coming to a close. There's this energy of walking away from something that I keep getting from you, and it has something to do with whatever is blocking your creativity, whatever is blocking you from living out your life path the way that you are supposed to. You need to be extremely strong when it comes to this. There is new beginnings. For some of you, this feels more like it feels money. It feels like money. It feels like as long as you can stay strong in this, the adversaries, the negativity is coming to a close. That's what it feels like. It feels like you are shifting away from low vibrational state of existing and rising a bit more into the higher vibrational, which is so important for the things that are going to be upcoming in our lives as collective individuals on this planet, right? You want to be high vibrational. You're not so focused on your money. You're more focused on being one with nature. It feels like, anyway, for the group that I'm talking to. It also feels like you're more focused on just loving on yourself and being a more loving individual, even though you may or may not be surrounded by individuals who smother you. And when I say smother you, it's almost like they keep trying to kill your light. It feels like they keep trying to dim you, hold you back, or make you more toxic than what you actually are. Some people are just manipulating your everyday life with like stupid shit, like stealing your mail, stealing your parking, shit talking you, messing with you at work, you know, with subliminals or just doing dumb stuff, okay? Stay strong, stay grounded, stay rooted, stay focused. Don't let their tactics interfere with what you're doing. A lot of you are having epiphanies. Remember in the beginning of this, I said creative moments. They seem to be coming from the cracks. The more you allow yourself to self-radiate, meaning you're embracing these creative moments, you're embracing those creative sparks, you are allowing yourself to accept and receive the information that is in between the things that are actually, let's say you're having a conversation with someone and they're saying XYZ 1, 2, 3, while they're talking, you're hearing what they're not saying. And that's the key right there, because that's the parts that are going to be abundant for you. That's the parts that are not only going to give you the strength that you need, but it's also going to bring in the value that you are destined to have at this point in your life. Some of you, it's actual tangible financial value being handed to you because you had no choice but to be strong through moments of passing. Others of you, you had to be strong and go within yourself and tap into yourself and find your true authentic essence and allow yourself to be freed. Others of you, while you were going in and doing that work and you know, manifesting and creating and visualizing and getting a solid understanding of exactly who you are and what you are and where you are to go, somebody's coming in and they're like, you know, this isn't that Captain Save-A-Ho kind of energy, but it's kind of like, I see what you didn't see and I can't unsee what I've seen, right? This is that seeing the in-betweens. This is that soul contract where you have to be strong through things, right? It's almost like, I'm not giving any examples, but it is what it is, right? Some of you are going to be too stubborn to accept the help, and the individuals that are coming in to give the help already know this, and they're probably more than likely going to do it without you even knowing about it, because it feels more like it's going to be on the energetic realm or the behind the scenes realm kind of thing. It's almost like you don't even know what's going on, even though it's all going to be exposed to you. So Capricorn, hold the fuck on. Excuse my language. Before you walk away from anything, reflect on the mirror. Reflect on how things make you feel. Look at your expression when you're reflecting. You know, what did you already die out in your life? You know, what happened that puts you in this position to be so strong? And now understand that you are able to transition out of this, I need to have that armor up energy, into that I'm going to be that soft, nurturing, loving person. But make no mistake, you know, off with the head, 0 to 100 in a matter of no seconds, right? So Capricorn, enjoy your day, enjoy your upcoming week, and remember to reflect on everything. Don't be quick to sign any negotiated contracts, whether you were there for the negotiations or not. If you didn't type up that agreement yourself, go through that thing with a fine-tooth comb. Take your time. And if they do not allow you the time necessary to go word for word, look up every single legal definition of this, legal definitions are not the same as normal definitions, by the way. So legal terminology, legal definition for this. So Superior federal district court rule for this. So how does this apply? And what courthouse applies to this? And if anything should go south, you know, what does this mean? Break every section down thoroughly, because I'm hearing some manipulation going on. So make sure you're doing the in-betweens, reading and learning what they're not articulating, before you sign off on anything. And I do see a lot of financial abundance coming through towards the end. And I do feel like someone, I don't know, you got someone who's watching you, someone who is aware of everything going on around you. This could be someone that wants to invest financially into a business deal, or maybe you work with this individual and they see your growth potential and they want to push you, or they want to guide you, or they want to uplift you, or something weird is going to be happening. I'm calling it weird, but it's really beautiful and it's abundant and it's going to be different for everyone. Because this is collective energy for anyone who has Capricorn anywhere in their birth charts or embodies the natural essence of Capricorn, right? Because we have past lives. Enjoy your day.